Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Learn the Bible in a Year, Genesis to Revelation in 365 Lessons. My name is Shane, and this is Lesson 120, Psalm 119, 18. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. It's impossible to fully understand the Bible without divine assistance. Jesus' disciples were often confused by what he said, but after he rose from the dead, Jesus opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures, wrote Luke. The Bible is a difficult book, and we need God's help to understand it. Many years ago, my family and I studied a drawing that left me unsettled. They saw a clear and distinct image, but all I saw was a random assortment of dots, colors, and lines. Without divine assistance, we will never see all that is in the Bible. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. Psalm 119:24, Your statutes are my delight, they are my counselors. Legal counselors can help with a lawsuit, financial counselors can help with a budget, and family counselors can help us get along. If counselors charge $100 an hour, how much would you spend for an hour with God? Your Maker understands you better than anyone else, and His counsel is free. Rejecting His word often leads to problems, and obeying His word often leads to peace. Many who read and follow the Bible find it better than professional counselors. A Bible that's coming apart usually belongs to someone who isn't. Psalm 119:34, Give me understanding so that I may keep your law. Even the writers of Scripture found the Bible hard to understand. The Apostle Peter said of the Apostle Paul, His letters contain some things that are hard to understand. We can imagine Peter reading Paul and saying, What does he mean by that? The Bible is not easy, but if we are willing to persevere, we can make steady progress. Those who practice an instrument for 15 minutes a day will eventually learn the instrument. They will not become masters, but they will learn how to play. Likewise, those who read a chapter of the Bible almost every day will eventually learn the Bible. If done repeatedly, they may read it more than a dozen times in the course of an average life. The most important things are not always easy, but they are always worth the effort. Psalm 119:60, I will hasten and not delay to obey your commands. Many have calmed their troubled conscience by planning to obey in the future. They permit themselves to sin because they plan to obey eventually. But delayed obedience is nothing more than disobedience. If you tell your child to do something and they wait 10 minutes to do it, they have been disobedient for about 10 minutes. Since the writer understood this, he resolved to hasten and not delay to obey the Lord. Psalm 119:102, I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me. One dear lady started a book but put it down because she found it boring. Then she met the author and fell in love with him. When she read the book again, she found it full of things that taught her more about the one she loved. That is how it is with the Bible. The more we love God, the more we will enjoy His word. Psalm 119:105, Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. Electric lights did not exist when the Bible was written, so darkness was taken seriously. If you were out on a cloudy night and did not have an oil lamp, you could be lost until morning. Oil lamps were not very bright, but they provided enough light to take the next step. That is what the Bible does for us until we are safely home. Psalm 119:64, Seven times a day I praise you for your righteous laws. The writer was so in love with God's word that he wanted to praise him seven times a day for it. Perhaps he praised God when he got up, on his way to work, during lunch, on his way home, at dinner, before he went to bed, and when he woke up at night. Praising God is a wonderful way to overcome sorrow and make us more thankful. Nothing is more effective at banishing gloom than habitual praise. The more we learn to praise the Lord, the more we will enjoy Him. The more we enjoy the Lord, the more we'll enjoy our lives. Thanks for listening to Learn the Bible in a Year. We want everyone in the world to have a Bible and to learn the Bible. For more information, click on the donate page. And thanks for listening to Learn the Bible in a Year.